My name is Ashton Kalinitao and I attend Russell Sports High School. The topic I will be assessing will be that abortion should be legalised in New South Wales. What is an abortion? An abortion is a medical procedure that results in the termination of the woman's pregnancy and the fetus. Abortions are legal in all Australian states except for New South Wales and Queensland. The only time an abortion is allowed legally is if the government believes that the pregnancy will affect the mother's health on a serious level. So rape and incest will not be a legal reason to have an abortion. In some violent horror cases, some pregnancies are the cause of rape or incest behaviours. In this circumstance, abortions are not available and the woman will have to give birth to this baby, even if she is financially unable to raise a child or feel ready to give birth. A 10-year-old girl living in the heart of Paraguay, Argentina, informs her mum of her belly pains that's been occurring for a while. The mother is forced to take her sick child to the hospital where she's met by a caring doctor. She takes her to her office where she runs a test on the 10-year-old. Moments passed and the doctor concluded that the child was 21 weeks pregnant. The 10-year-old told her mother and doctor about how she was a victim of incest, raped by a stepfather, and forced to keep it between the two. Shock and horror ran down the mother as she could not believe what she had just heard. Later on, mum tried to submit a request for an abortion, but soon got denied. Unluckily, Paraguay has the most strictest abortion laws in the world, only allowing an abortion if it's puts the mother's life in danger. So far, authorities have denied access to an abortion for a little girl. Giving birth is not an easy task. It needs emotional, social, and financial commitment. It is worse to proceed with a pregnancy than having an abortion because the unwanted child will grow up in an unbalanced environment, where the child will not receive the needed amount of love and attention. Did you know that 56% of unplanned pregnancies have resulted in acceptance of the birth? But who's to say they've accepted the child? No child deserves a life of pain and resentment, and in my opinion, it's just a waste of a life. If a woman was to birth a child, it should be at her own time and pace when she's mentally ready and she's sure she can provide a healthy, loving and supportive environment. But if she isn't capable of essential requirements for raising a child and an unplanned pregnancy occurs, then abortions should be an option for all females.